Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, A Life Well Lived.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but what if salt goes flat? How can you restore its flavor? Then it is good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Men do not light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. They set it on a stand where it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, your light must shine before men, so that they may see goodness in your acts and give praise to your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. A dear friend of my husband and myself passed away quite unexpectedly. He died of a sudden heart attack while driving back from his school, where he was closing things up for the summer break. When he left in the morning, his wife, who is a nurse, had checked his temperature and blood pressure, and both were fine. There were a few warning signs at work, but no one recognized the sweating as a sign of heart problems. It was a hot day in Arizona. But in honor of his passing and remembering his life, I hope I'm as ready as he was. He was salt of the earth, and his light was always shining. He was love. He always gave of himself for others, and he did it without seeking any reward. His daughter told this beautiful story of her dad. He noticed one of his students coming to school 2 days in a row with a towel wrapped around her. He asked her why, and she replied it was because she didn't have a coat. He took his off, gave it to her, and said, "Well, now you do." He was never rich. He worked multiple jobs just to make ends meet, but always had a great sense of humor about life. And so many people have shared stories about how he touched their lives, and he did it by following Christ's example every day. His love rippled out and affected so many others, just as Christ has asked us to do. Your light must shine before men so that they may see goodness in your acts and give praise to your Heavenly Father. In my formation as a lay Dominican, I was told that one of the strongest ways to preach is by example. I know it is not the only way, and that it is important to dialogue and find ways to interact with others on the gospel of the Lord, to be involved in active ministry. But we should not underestimate the power of our daily lives. When people see us going through our daily lives, do they see Christ? Are we allowing our light, Christ's light, to shine? Our salt to flavor the earth? I know people saw that in my friend's life. It was a simple life, dedicated to family, students, friends, church, and Christ. But most of all, it was a life shown with constant love. He won't be remembered in the news, but he will in the hundreds of lives he affected. There he will always be remembered. The Christian church flourished because of a life lived by example. New converts were added every day, because others saw how the early Christians loved each other. In a world where everything is going crazy, where fear and hatred seem to prevail, more than ever we are called to be an example of love, to preach forgiveness and mercy, to know that justice isn't going to happen until people begin to listen to each other, to find God in the other person, the God of love. Growing up, I often heard the term the silent majority. They didn't speak up. I feel like that is happening all over again. I believe that there is a greater majority of people in this world who believe in God's love and who aren't filled with fear and hatred, but they need to speak up and light their light and let it shine. Whether maybe they would call in polls in the media or write messages of love on social media or speak with others in their immediate circle, or write letters of hope to editors. Right now, our world needs the hope of Christ's resurrection. I don't know all the answers, but there's hope there for us to work with and to share. My friend was discouraged at times, but he always put his faith in God and picked himself up and forged forward into the battle of life. And I'm going to try to follow his example, to be a light to the world by a life well lived.